Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. Oh, now this is listener-submitted music by Scott Schaffner, right?
I believe it's Scott.
Yes.
I sent him an email.
Apologizing.
A couple of episodes ago.
That we called him Steven.
Well, I called him Steven.
Yeah, you called him Steven.
And I told you to call him Steven.
And that's all I could go on.
Yeah. So I wanted to replay his fine intro for us because I felt bad. I don't know why. I just wanted to make sure I got his last name right. And he did say I did say Schaffner correctly.
That's true. We got his last name.
But I believe he sent an email. Is that right?
Yes, he did. Thank you, Jason. That's Jason, our producer. Hi, welcome to Off the Air with Chick McGee. I'm Chick, and a very special episode this week. My girlfriend Jess is here with me. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
We're going to take calls. It's called the Twitter House Party. We're going to take some calls here and see what happens. I don't think anyone ever does this, do they, on their podcast, take phone calls?
We're about to.
You got technology out the ass on this show, I'm telling you. Here's the email we're talking about. Scott Schaffner, the listener, submitted Chick McGee music. He says, that's kind of fucked up. When I met my wife, she would accidentally call me Steve when I started my new job a couple years ago. We accidentally called Scott. We called Scott Steve. She kept calling me Steve. I started my new job a couple years ago. Some people there kept calling me Steve. But hey, you said the last name right. Thanks for playing my music. That's from Scott Schaffner, so we'd like to apologize.
Thank you, Scott, and thanks for being so cool about it.
So let's play it again. Can we play it again, or is it going to take you five or 6 minutes to cue stuff up? Okay, sorry.
Really? Is that what we're going to do?
Really?
It gets Jess's head bobbing. It's kind of an awkward bob.
That's Scott Schaffner and the Schaffette. Thank you, Scott. I miss Nigel and the Nightcats,
though.
We'll
get Nigel back, too.
Okay, all right. And we've got a bunch of other music. If you'd like to submit music, email it. You can send it to the website, right?
Absolutely. ChickMcGee.com. That's where they all get sent.
ChickMcGee.com. Send that in there. Another email. The podcast is very entertaining. Every episode is better than the one before. You know what I hear when that happens? That means that last podcast wasn't worth a damn.
And, you say the same thing, though.
I do, don't I?
Yeah,
I do. I come home
every
and I go,
home
every
and
time
say,
I come home, I say,
yeah.
That one was really great. You're right. Then he goes, okay, here's his entire email. First of all, subject is rat farts. I guess that's to get our attention. The podcast is very entertaining. Every episode is better than the one before. Compliment followed by witty observation with a keep up the good work to end this email. Jeremy from a far off place called Greenwood.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Chick, the podcast is great. Really looking forward to every new episode. Love the guests. How long until Jess replaces you as permanent host?
Aww.
You could be the replacement sidekick. Well, now, see, I'm already a sidekick on a show.
We just talked about this. You said you are my Chick McGee.
That's right. I can't lose her.
Wait a second.
That's what we kind of sort of decided on.
You're her Chick McGee.
No,
you're his.
She's my Chick McGee. Like,
okay.
Tom uses me as Chick McGee.
Okay. Oh, as far as relationship
wise. Right.
Okay.
So then I guess if you want to
examine
the show. Hi, Chick. I just wanted to drop you a note and join in with the others to tell you how much I enjoy the new podcast. One of the greatest parts of the Bob and Tom show is when you guys talk about your lives, especially Tom, and things like leaving his car running at the football game, an NFL game, well over 4 hours. That carries over into your new show. Keep it up. Love it. Oh, he has a cool name. Hunter. Thank you, Hunter.
First name?
I'm not sure.
The one name thing?
Yeah, it could be like Cher. Hunter. All right. Here we are. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
What have you been up to?
Nothing.
Here's the only thing she comes in to do the podcast for. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
She comes in to drink Fresca.
I love Fresca.
She loves the Fresca here at the in the green room.
Can you not take Fresca back to the compound?
Don't tell her stuff like that. She's only aware of the reality that I create for her. Don't tell her there's Fresca available elsewhere.
If it was at home, I'd drink it all the time.
What is it about the Fresca?
I don't know. We used to get it in middle school when we were cheerleaders. It was like the only thing that was always in the vending machine.
Okay.
And you know so why it was always in the vending
machine? Wasn't
that
probably for the teachers?
No, it was in the gym. It was like, you know.
I'm just saying that particular product.
Oh, I
was it there for
so.
The kids?
Sure, yeah,
again,
sure.
Once again, you skipped ages 5 through 20. Because right. You became an adult pretty early.
Pretty quick.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's when I got turned on to it.
Turned on to Fresca.
Do you like Squirt?
I've never had Squirt.
Squirt's very similar to Fresca.
What probably about Sundrop?
Sundrop's kind of a Mountain Dew.
You ever have a Sundrop?
Yeah.
Didn't Sundrop come?
Yeah.
Is Fresca Lyman? Isn't Fresca the Lyman? And lemon and lime? Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
does
I don't
it
know.
Say Lyman on there? What does it say?
Sparkling flavored soda.
That's it?
Original citrus.
Original citrus.
That's all it says.
Well, what's Lyman? 7 Up?
I don't know. I don't like that word, though. Stop saying it.
Lyman?
Lyman.
Sorry. That reminds me of a friend we used to have, Lyman. But his name wasn't Lyman. It was Nyman. Remember that?
Hyman? Nyman? What?
Hey, you know what we're doing here. It's a Twitter house party. This is kind of a private Chick McGee. This is the super secret Chick McGee off the air. We're off the air. We're taking phone calls. We put out a secret telephone number that people are calling.
Yeah.
And they've got questions for us, I guess. So let's take a call. Is someone there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who's this?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brad from Orlando. How y'all doing?
Hi. Did you say Brad?
I did.
Okay. Brad in Orlando. What's the weather like there, Brad? Ooh.
It's actually ripped open and it's pretty fucking nasty, actually.
All right, sir. Fair enough. Yeah. What's on your mind today, Brad?
Well, I just had a question about the your duties on the Bob and Tom show.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any writing duties at all for the sketches and bits?
Or
are you pretty much just the talent?
Said that, Brad, did you put that in like air quotes?
Once again,
I didn't do the George Carlin air quote.
It's a left-handed thing, but in all honesty, I used to write a lot more for the bits than I do now. I'm not sure why that is, but we rely more or less on live content and the news and the sports now, and just talking back and forth among the four of us rather than trying to play. Our focus isn't on bits as much as it used to be, so we don't really write that
and
many.
And part of it, we've kind of done all the blue jokes we can.
Right.
Yeah.
In a way.
Well, so for like Mr. Obvious, were you one of the main writers on that, or was that a Dean thing, or is that something that someone else brought in for you two to do?
Okay, this is my podcast, so I'm going to tell you, Dean had nothing to do with Mr. Obvious, and... Dean and I wrote a lot of the Mr. Obviouses. There have been so many, I can't remember which ones. Well, I can tell you that the garbage disposal is mine. I know that.
Fantastic.
And but a lot of them were also written by a comedian who used to travel the country. I'm not sure if he still does. His name is Roger Naylor. He lives in Arizona, and he writes quite a bit of them. But we've got some new Mr. Obviouses floating around, but we just haven't... We're all so busy with our private ventures and buying cars that we really don't have time to sit down and do... you're right. We need to do some new Mr. Obviouses, people. We'll be getting some more of those on for you here pretty soon. So, hey, Brad, what do you do for a living there?
I'm an instructional designer. I create, like, computer-based training and web-based training type stuff.
Are you making stuff up now? Is that
No, it's a real thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That must be interesting because I have no idea what you just said.
Basically it's if a company needs to train their employees, they'll sit them in front of a computer with some lessons to fill out and hey, here's how you do this. Now let's take a little test on it, make sure you know it and
I think we did that with our big time company, whoever owns the show here. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, thanks, Brad. Are you going to get over to, you live in Orlando, I'm sure you go over to Disney World like every other day, right?
Every morning. No, I was out there. I went out and played golf there this morning. I do a lot of work with the Middle East, and a lot of the Muslims are still on their little holiday, so I get to have a little holiday too, even though I don't go in for that shit. But
okay.
So, Brad, do you did you ever see a shuttle launch when you were down there?
I've seen quite a few shuttle launches. Yeah, it's the night ones are amazing. It really is. I mean, it's pretty freaky.
Yeah, I got to see about the next, with about three to go, I got down there to see one, and it was pretty cool. But deep down, I was like, boy, I bet these are really neat in the middle of the night.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, you almost think that, you know, you're under attack or something. You've got this huge ball of light off in the distance, and it just kind of curves, and you just kind of hope it doesn't head towards your house.
I'm so high right now. That was incredible, Brad. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, Brad. Take care easy.
Thanks a lot. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Brad from Orlando. We just took a phone call on the podcast.
We've got a couple more waiting.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, go ahead.
No, do you want filler in between, or are you excited here?
I'm excited. Let's hit another call. This is fun.
Okay. Let's, there we go.
Hello. Welcome to the podcast. Who's this?
Scott Schaffner.
It's composer Scott Schaffner. Scott, yeah. Let me introduce you to my girlfriend. Scott, this is Jess. Say hi, Scott.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Scott. Hey, Scott, don't back it off. I hear what you're doing. We called Scott Steve.
We did.
And oddly, Scott, you explained to us that your wife also misidentified you. Is that right?
When we first met, she called me Steve a few times, and no, it's not an ex-boyfriend or anything. She just called me Steve accidentally a couple times.
Do you look like a Steve?
Maybe you look like a Steve.
No, and then I started a new job, and people there were calling me Steve, so I guess I need to change my name.
That's weird. I called you Steve because...
I told you
Jason
to.
Called you Steve Schaffner first, and I thought... My first reaction was, I bet you called him Steve Schaffner because of Steve Scheffler.
Yes, from Purdue.
From Purdue.
From 20 years ago.
From 20 years ago, yeah. The basketball player. I bet that.
I think that's why.
Yeah. Deep down. Scott doesn't know.
Where are you from, Scott?
Ohio.
Really?
Yeah. You sound real excited.
I'm from Ohio. What part of Ohio are you from?
Lima area.
Oh, Lima. Yeah, that's up north. Don't tell me. Yeah. Northwest Ohio, right?
Yep.
Yep. Beautiful. What is that? Auglaize County?
Auglaize, Allen, Van Wert, Paulding.
That's right. Yeah. Auglaize, Van Wert is the typewriter county. Because if you look on your typewriter keyboard, there's a W-E-R-T there on your... That makes
your typewriter?
That's what makes me...
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they named the city after.
Hey, Scott, you want your theme played ever again? What's your problem? What's your problem, Scott? What do you do? Do you write music? What do you do for a living?
Software developer.
Computers. Yeah. They're taking over the world. I'll be daggone. So, how'd you find out about the off-the-air podcast?
I think your Twitter account.
Oh, yeah? You follow us on Twitter?
Yep, I do.
You follow Jess on Twitter?
No, never heard of him.
Never heard of her?
Until
it's my...
Now.
Huh?
Jess. I thought you said Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. No, oh, Jess, okay. my girlfriend.
Oh, no, but I see the things that you forward from her, so...
I get that a lot.
I think it'd be kind of creepy to follow someone you don't know.
Oh, so you have? Well, you don't know Chick.
Yeah, well, do you?
But he's.
But a lot of people feel like
air,
they do.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's okay. Yeah. I've had a lot of people say you're the reason I'm going to stop following Chick because he keeps retweeting your stupid comments.
That's not true at all.
It would seem creepy to start following people I don't know. I don't know.
That's okay. I understand.
I don't understand, Scott. Start following her. Do
it's
it right
okay.
now.
It's
you're really... right in front of the computer keyboard. I bet you're looking at Twitter right now. I bet.
No, I'm not.
What are you doing, Scott?
I'm at work, and I've hidden myself away so I can make this phone call. So whatever you do, don't broadcast this anywhere.
No, gosh, no.
No, it's not live at all. Don't worry.
No, it's not. No, it'll maybe in a week it'll be on, and then you probably have another job by then, Scott.
Probably. Yeah, or the week after, probably.
So are you you married? You got babies? What's the deal?
Married with two kids.
Two kids. How old?
They are 5 and 8.
5 and 8. Oh, that's a pain in the ass age. Boy, oh boy. You got soccer, basketball, fall baseball.
Computer classes.
Baseball and dancing.
Okay.
And what's the girl do? See what I did there?
We laughed at it, all right?
Scott. And you you play instruments? You write music in your spare time?
Yes, I do.
Or was that a garage band throw together? What was that?
That was kind of a garage band throw together, but, you know.
It was okay. Yeah. I kind of liked it.
Were you playing guitar?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Huh.
You said you needed something
upbeat?
Guitar-y and upbeat, so I threw that together in about, I don't know, less than a half hour.
Well, it sounded like it. Now, well, slap another one together for us and send it in, Scott, and you'll be one of our regulars. How's that?
That'd be great.
Does that sound like fun? All right, Scott. Well, thanks for calling. Oh, hang on. Jess.
Did he have a question?
Jess, huh?
Did he have a question? I thought we were taking questions.
Oh, go ahead.
Scott, do you have a question?
I did, but I don't want to waste all this time now.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Good. You can cut out the other part and put this in.
Okay.
Are you sitting in a closet talking?
No. I'm in a big room. It's fine.
A friend's the conference room. Are you in the conference room? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Okay. You know, I know what a conference room is. You don't have to say the big room.
It's those rooms you sleep in, probably.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Okay.
Scott. Yeah.
I want to know, do you consider yourself a celebrity?
Me?
Yes.
No, not at all. I'm constantly scared and surprised when people do recognize me or I say something and they go, hey, aren't you? And
that's why the follow-up to that was, I think I saw either on Twitter or on the other show that you said you don't like people approach you in public. Is that right?
I don't like it?
Yeah,
no, it's not that
it annoys you.
No, in the past, there have been people that have reacted to me in a way that has not been kind. So,
well, in all seriousness, people will come up to him and they'll look and they'll point and then they'll go, fuck you. And then they'll walk away. And that's it.
Well, that's actually all of us.
That has actually happened on many occasions. So it makes me even more paranoid. So,
but it's a few. It's only a few that have ruined.
Sure,
it,
right.
It comes
right.
To it.
Because when someone comes up and they're genuinely excited
and nice.
Yes, we had a serviceman out at our house.
Oh,
and he was
the best.
He was a huge fan, and he was the nicest guy ever.
Had a great afternoon with him.
It made chick's day.
It really did. Yeah. I was very. First thing I said when you came home was that guy was so. I've never met a guy who's a bigger fan of the show who was more nice since I've been on the show. So, yeah.
Except for Scott
right now talking to you. It's a true joy of my life, Scott. All right, man. Go back to the computer.
Yeah, I got to get back to work.
All right. Talk to you later.
Yeah, bye.
All right, bye.
I love it. That's what I want. I wanted people. I didn't think it would actually happen, but that was my hope, that people were hiding in a corner.
Kind of sneaking,
At work.
He snuck away into the conference room to give us a call. That was amazing.
That was pretty awesome.
I thought he was going to say he was like in a bathroom stall or something.
I'm sure we'll get one of those.
Oh, okay. We'll
just
get
hang
one of those.
Tight.
Maybe this will be it. Hi, welcome to the podcast. Who's this?
Hey. You know what? Screw Steve Schefter. Bring back Nigel and the Nightcats.
Oh, Nigel.
Well, people seem to like Nigel and the Nightcats.
They did? They did?
Yeah, I think they did.
Think they you got a positive reaction on that?
Yeah.
I did.
This is Nigel.
I just told you. I just looked at Chick and I go, this is Nigel. And he's like, no, it's not.
I didn't think it was. I didn't recognize your voice on the phone, Nigel. Jess did.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to confuse people.
I don't want to
be mean to Steve Schefter or whatever.
It's Scott.
But I'm glad you don't want to be mean to him, Nigel. How are you guys doing?
Awesome, man. Awesome. I was just calling to say thank you for using the theme music, and also thanks again for you and Jess for coming on our little nickel and dime podcast.
No. Give it a promo there. Nigel and, what is it? Nigel and,
well,
Hammer.
And Hummer. What is it?
Hummer and Nigel.
Which is Nigel's looking for. If you'd like.
I feel privileged to have Chick's only guest appearance on any other podcast besides. Did you do another podcast appearance?
Well, yeah, but it was one of my comedian friends, Jeff Bodart, and I don't think anyone's ever heard of him or the...
After the last podcast,
I'm
they know
kidding.
Him.
No, Jeff's actually going to be a guest on our show here pretty soon. We've already got that
No,
one,
he was recorded. Already. Remember last time he was on the show?
I'm confused. I'm really confused.
Yes, he was on.
Yes, he was
on the last
time. He was on the last podcast.
Yes.
Well, we have the distinct honor of having... chick on our show. It was only his second podcast appearance,
that's
a.k.a.
true. That's right.
Jury Duty. You
know. Second and last. Yeah.
Yes. No, that's not true. I'd be glad to do it again in 5 or 6 years, Nigel.
It was the was it the limo that did it for you?
No, I love the limo. I love the bar. I love the guy who owned the bar. What was the name of that bar? The tavern.
Coach's Tavern.
Coach's Tavern. That's right. That's right.
And were you hungover the next day?
I was, to say the least. I was a little hungover the next day. Yeah.
We sat at the bar after the podcast until like 1 o'clock.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did, Nigel.
Oh my god.
But anyway, I just want to say thanks for all that, Chickster.
Well, you're more than welcome, Nigel. And send us some more music, and we'll be going back to Nigel and the Nightcat. So thanks again.
I appreciate that. HammerandNigel.com is where you can find the quintessential Chick McGee interview.
There you go. That's laughing,
crying, cursing.
That's exactly right. All right. Thanks, Nigel.
Big hug at the end?
Big hug at
do
the end.
Do they do the...
I'm not sure if there was a... Was there a hug? There could have been a hug. We hugged.
I hadn't seen him in a long time.
I hadn't seen Nigel.
And Nigel had been to your house and watched football games.
Watched football
previously.
Game together. Yeah. Yeah,
all right. True. Okay.
Yeah. I did not know that was Nigel.
I knew it was Nigel immediately.
It didn't sound like him.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones.
Right. Hi, welcome to Off the Air with Chick McGee and Jess. Who is this?
Hey, Chick. It's Marty.
Marty! It's Marty Hand, everybody!
No way!
Yes, now I recognize Marty's voice.
You would, yes.
Marty, have you ever talked to Jess?
I have never had to.
We've never talked. I feel like we know each other. I feel like we're friends.
Could we back up and introduce Marty? Who's Marty?
Marty is, in this day and age, Marty is a gentleman I met on Twitter. And he was very nice on Twitter, very complimentary. And then I don't remember how we had dinner. Marty and his fiance at the time, now wife, Chrissy, and me and comedian Dan Cummins had dinner in, where was that, Marty?
It was up in Northern California somewhere.
Northern California, and that was the first time I met him. He was very kind, and he has continued to be a great fan of the Bob and Tom Show, and in particular, Chick McGee and my girlfriend, Jess, a big fan. We're going to all four of us get together one of these times, but Marty... obviously has become also a big fan of the brand new podcast Off the Air. So, and here he is now on the phone. It's very exciting.
Yeah, but you just had two talented musicians on ahead of me, and I have no talent, so it's kind of...
That's not true. Don't you write computer code and take home boxes and boxes of Apple products and things like that?
Well, I can do a little work on the computer, but I don't have the skills, sorry.
Uh-huh. So do you have a question, Marty, or... Oh, and we'd also like to thank you. You're one of our first donators on the actual chickmcgee.com website, Marty. Thank you very much for that very generous donation.
Absolutely happy to do it. I'd love to make sure that these sorts of things continue on.
That's right. We got to pay for gas. We got to get Jess Fresca. Got to keep her in cheese toasties crackers that she likes. And
truth be told, Chick, I do subscribe to Jimmy Pardo's podcast as well, and I just didn't feel right giving him more money than you.
Well, that's fair. Thank you, Marty. I appreciate that.
So, Jess, question for you. Okay. I go back and read a handful of your tweets from days gone by.
Mm-hmm.
Curious about your dream job. You know, first of all, what was it growing up? What did you want to be growing up? And then, has that changed over the last few years?
Oh my gosh.
Didn't you have like a fantasy job?
Like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
This is awful. When I was a kid, my mom worked in bars, and she was a bar disc jockey that's what I thought a DJ was for the longest time, is that you played records in a bar, and it seemed so glamorous. I mean, there were times where she didn't have a babysitter, and we would sit on milk crates in the kitchen at the bar, and my mom looked like some kind of, you know, rock star. Mm-hmm. It's true. And so I had a Fisher Price record player, and I would set that up on my bed, and I wanted to play records in that neat little box by the dance floor at the bar. Mm. And yes, it has changed since I've grown up. This is going to sound lame, but I like to reupholster furniture, and I just do it in the garage, and that's boring just, and awful. But
Marty,
she
just bought a new 6-pound air compressor.
I did.
She's very proud of, and I hooked her up with a. I went out and got her a power stapler. She's very excited.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't. You know, I wanted to be an actress, but that's pretty
that's
much
it. That's it. Yeah.
Upholster furniture right now. Yeah.
Well, the good thing about that, NGS, is when you guys do take me up on the offer for a visit, the we have 6 dining room chairs. That
I can do it.
Reupholstered.
Sure.
The Jay's Lounge.
Sure.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, I'd be more than happy to do it.
Where are you located at, Marty?
I live in Austin now.
Austin. Oh, we used to be on.
And something that Marty and Chick also share is their love for Bob Schneider.
Bob Schneider.
And Bob Schneider plays in Austin all the time.
He's
and Marty
there
always tweets us and lets us know.
Yeah. Oh, here I am. This is where I'm watching Bob tonight. Wish you were here.
I'm actually going to Antone's on Friday night. He's got a great show going on there.
Yeah, he's known for his Antone shows.
Antone's and the Saxon Pub. Gotta love them both.
Aww. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Mark.
Chick, one quick question.
Okay,
That I think you have touched on this on the other show on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
But what's that one little dirty secret website? And I don't mean perverted porn website, but what's that little secret website that you have to check every day just because there's something interesting on there that you may not, other people may not realize about you?
I don't know what you're trying to get me to say, Marty.
No, just curious. I have a handful of.
Oh, you know. Oh, you mean in? Oh, gosh. I'm on. If I'm not on Twitter, I just check in real quick with Facebook to see. Did I say Facebook? Facebook to see pictures of the grandkids. And you know what? To be honest, I'm really just amazed at chickmcgee.com right now. I can't believe that there's a website that I can go to, and it's kind of mine, and I'm pretty excited about it right now.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so there you go. That's it.
Best of luck. Hope to see you guys soon.
Thank you, Marty.
Bye, Marty.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So you first, quote, met him on Twitter.
On Twitter,
isn't that crazy how that is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other, you don't have to be specific, but do you have any other people you like, just by knowing them on Twitter, you're like, I would get along with this person at lunch, at dinner.
I don't know if anybody else leaps out. But Marty and I, he actually came to a show. The four of us, Bob and Tom and Christy and I, were in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And Austin is like 6 hours. And Marty came up, and we've exchanged phone numbers. And I was going to go to Austin to see Bob Schneider perform during our vacation, but it didn't work out, and I just was not on top of it. That's my bell. Was not on top of it, and Marty actually gave me a key to his house.
He did.
Because Marty was going to be in...
Marty travels a lot. He always sent me stuff from Paris. He sent me stuff from Japan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For those of people who have the VIP website who watch the Bob and Tom show in the morning, and if you see a guy, I think he sent me the Godzilla, I'm not sure, but I have little figurines in my workspace, and he sent me a Big Ben replica, the Big Ben in London, of course, and the Eiffel Tower, and those are from Marty, and he sends us stuff, and he's a really nice guy. And it's interesting. I don't know why. Because I'm not normally, I'm normally very guarded and paranoid, as we've covered. But with Marty, that's he's a swell guy. So
all right.
There you go. All right, that's the Marty story.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. One more. Oh, phone calls.
Oh, we got plenty here waiting.
Okay. Here we go. Hi, it's Off the Air with Chick McGee. Who are you?
My name's Kyle. I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Hi, Kyle. We're huge in Orlando.
Do you know Brad?
Are you down the hall?
I know Abe Brad.
You know Abe? Okay, does he work for a computer company?
No, he works for a theme park.
Oh, well, he works at is he Mickey?
The theme park?
No, he's too tall and goofy. Well, I guess that doesn't mean that it's a joke, but no, he's a goofy guy. He's strange.
So what's up, Kyle?
Well, listen, I first saw you, came to Dayton, Ohio back in 2003 when I was living up there.
Uh-huh.
And this is more of a funny story than a question. But you were, I was the second show Saturday night, and so it was a good show with Todd Yon.
Oh, yeah.
And when you were emceeing, and you were a little inebriated.
That's not true. That's probably true, yeah.
But you had a young woman come up to the stage, and you had one of those ready-whip bottle and you put it.
Okay, honey, this is 2000. This is 2003. Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Yep. I've been known to do. I know exactly what you're going to say. Yeah.
Yeah, and she had to clean the whipped cream off the top of the beer bottle without using her hand.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the kind of classy entertainment I offer if you'd like to have the live Chick McGee show. Yeah.
Well, and then it got better because I was pretty close to the stage and someone sent you a large shot of Jägermeister and I encouraged you to put whipped cream on it and do it that way.
Yeah.
And you didn't seem to like it very much, but the Jaeger disappeared.
Yeah, but I did it. Did I move the young lady's hair back as she was trying to clean the whipped cream off the beer bottle?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, like they do in the movies, you know, keep the hair. So
you got to get a good
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know. That was a long time ago.
Well, anyway,
Kyle.
I want to thank you for all you do. You have a great podcast. I'm a big fan.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that, man. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're taking live phone calls.
I wanted to ask him if he had a hellacious storm that came through. Isn't that what Brad said?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It just busted open.
Mm-hmm. You know, because that's what I'm interested in, the weather in Orlando. Sorry.
I'm sweating. Is it hot in here?
Stupid.
Are we taking more phone calls?
Really stupid. Do you want to?
Well, yeah. Heck yeah.
All right. Go for it.
Hi, welcome to Off the Air with Chick McGee and my girlfriend Jess. Who's this?
Hey guys, this is Curtis in St. Louis. How are we doing?
Hi, Curtis. Good. How's St. Louis?
It's awesome. It's awesome. Hi, Jess. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Curtis.
Big fan of you guys. Big fan.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you know Jason's here and everything. You must be a regular.
I am. All four of them. I've been there for all four.
Excellent.
Four and a half now.
We are so excited to be back on in St. Louis with the big time show there.
I was there when you guys were out here doing the big kickoff with the new station here.
Oh yeah, the casino.
The Brew, yeah, the Brew. Yeah, they call it.
We're on the Brew and the radio station. Did you have a question?
No, I just wanted to say hi and see how the show was going. I just dialed in, see if you guys were regretting taking live calls yet.
Well, I'm regretting it a little bit. The call before you explained to me what I used to do.
I knew my
girlfriend, things on stage that I used to do with girls and whipped cream and beer bottles.
That's on stage, Chick.
That's on stage. Yeah. That's.
I guess I won't tell my story then, huh?
No, go ahead and tell your story.
I would never do that. What are you talking about?
Oh, sweet.
I'm just giving
Jesus.
You a hard time. Every time you guys come out here, I catch up with you. I really enjoy all your work you do for us.
Oh,
keeping
well,
us
thank
laughing.
You.
Hey, what's the famous pizza out of St. Louis?
Emos, maybe?
Emos.
Yeah. I think I follow Emos on Twitter, actually.
Is it a sad pizza?
No. Okay, that's
sad,
very good.
Sad and distant.
Mike Birbiglia is a big fan of Emos. Every time he comes out here, he gets some. He's a pizza guy. He always follows the local pizza chains whenever he comes out here.
Yeah, but that one, there's like 30 locations, right?
But they're only around here.
Only in St. Louis.
Hmm. And they have that real funny cheese called Provel cheese, so it's a real processed, real healthy cheese. It's like putting Velveeta on a pizza.
Oh,
okay.
That's fine.
Mm.
So did I hear you guys are coming out with t-shirts for the podcast?
Yeah, the guy who's in charge of our website, they're kind of slow and it takes a while. And
well, put me down for one. Whenever they come out, I'll
hot dog. There you go, Jason.
What are you, an XL there, Curtis?
Keep going. I'll take the largest you get.
Oh.
Fair enough. I think we've got three X's. They shrink up a little bit.
Well, sounds good, guys.
Well, you tell Curtis, here's what you send Chick an email and say, hey, get a picture of you in the t-shirt, and then Jason can get it up.
That's true.
All right.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
Right.
It's my
fault. Sounds good.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. I'm a big fan of St. Louis.
I love St. Louis. St. Louis is why I'm on the Bob and Tom show.
I love this story.
We were driving through back in, what year was it? You were probably 4 years old.
All right, enough. Move on.
Back in 1985.
Thank
and
you,
my wife and at the time, we were driving through and Indianapolis to get to St. Louis. We lived in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, that's the most direct route. And there was a billboard of Bob and Tom wearing tutus and flippers. And I said, gee, that looks like a fun radio station to work for. And sent the tape in. And next thing you know, I got hired by the AM station. Not the Bob and Tom show, but a year later, I was hired by the Bob and Tom show.
So back then, how did you find out where the address? Obviously, you want
Google.
any
he Googled
it in 85. Because, see, I mean, to me,
not right.
Because here's my thing. You know, you're not really a go-getter. As
what
you,
are you talking
as you,
about?
Self-proclaimed.
That's true.
So you had to go and find the address.
Yes, I did. I did, and I looked it up. And,
okay.
I went down to the post office at the time. We used to mail letters in this country. And that's the end of that story. Are we back to the phones?
If you want to be.
Sure, let's do it. Hi, welcome to the podcast. You're off the air with Chick McGee. Who's this?
This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Where are you? In your car?
I'm in my car. I'm on my way home from work, outskirts of Philadelphia.
Outskirts of Philadelphia?
Uh-huh.
You're not an Eagles fan, are you?
Nope.
Oh, good.
All right. I was about to hit the button.
So what do you do? What do you do, Kevin? What do you do for money?
Programmer. Computer programmer.
Computer programmer. Goodness gracious. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And I run sound for bands on the side.
No all kidding. Right. What kind of music?
I prefer power pop and that sort of stuff, but anything they want to play, I'll run sound for.
I've never even heard of power pop.
Very interesting.
Oh, you know, Nick Lowe, The Knack.
Oh, I love Nick Lowe. I like The Replacements. Yeah, okay. Do you have a question?
Actually, I had something I wanted to say to Jesse. Hi, Jesse. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Kevin.
And Jesse. Hi, Jason. Jesse, a couple of years ago.
Oh, well, maybe this is a story about you on stage in some whipped cream.
No. Uh-huh.
No, go ahead.
I've been following Jesse since Chick published her tweet.
Hey, dude. You know what? You leave my girlfriend's tweeter out of all this.
I will leave her tweeter out.
Okay.
Sorry. Anyway, but she's posted one Friday to say, ask, what's everybody doing this weekend? And I tweeted back that I was going up to New York City to see Nick Griffin.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She said, well, do you remember that? And you said to be sure to say hi from Jesse.
Yeah.
So I did. So I went. We went up. Me and my girlfriend, and we were outside having a cigarette, and Nick was just coming in, and so I said, Jesse said to say hi, and he looked at me and said, Jessica Hooker? And I said, yeah. I said, oh, that's very sweet. How do you know her? I don't. I just follow her on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I used to, Nick and I had many a dinners after shows, when I used to work with the tour, and, one of the sweetest guys ever in the world. Yeah.
I would, I wish nothing but the best for Nick Griffin.
And he's a brilliant comedian.
If there was a correlation between the most talented, prolific, funniest guys and still has not found a wider audience, it's got to be Nick Griffin. Mm-hmm. He's one of the funniest people on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a good man.
Agree.
Yeah.
Seen him every time he's been in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
is there any chance of getting you anywhere? I mean, I know you played Dover, Delaware, not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, is there any chance of getting you anywhere within shouting distance of Philadelphia, even an hour away, 2 hours away? Because Dover's quite a ways down.
Well, we've how far is Atlantic City? That's
actually pretty close, but Atlantic City sucks.
But would it suck if there was a Chick McGee there?
Oh, there you
go. That's true. If Chick was there, I would go to Philadelphia. I would go to New York.
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City.
All right, fair enough. Well, we'll work on it. Yeah, I am not in. I'm not in charge of where I go. There are people who tell me where to go quite often, and I try to accommodate them.
So, Kevin, living in Philly, how did you become a Chick McGee / Bob and Tom fan?
Well, it actually started in Ohio. I grew up in Ohio from my teens till I was in my mid-30s, and I had a job that required an hour's drive, and I was wandering the stations and ran across the Bob and Tom Show, and I've been hooked ever since.
All right.
Where'd you live in Ohio?
Columbus.
Oh, Columbus.
I was in North Columbus. You know where Schrock Road is?
Of course I know where Schrock Road is. That's West Side. Yeah, Schrock is, I want to say Dublin. Is that close?
No, it's North Side. It's close to it's between Worthington and Westerville.
Oh, Worthington, Ohio, actually is where my first radio station I ever visited. It was at the time 88 AM WRFD in Worthington, Ohio, and there was a guy by the name of Bill Stewart there who did middays. I don't know where he is now, but
what year?
This would have been 1977. I was still, maybe late 76. Yeah,
because I didn't move to Columbus till 78. I was 14 at the time. 48 now.
Really? Okay. Well, I think we're done with Kevin right now.
I just have one other thing, and Chick will like it. I would just like to ask, whenever I'm on, whenever I'm listening to Bob and Tom, it seems like you come up with things that nobody else knows. And every once in a while, it's something that I'll go, oh, my God, he's right. I've totally forgotten that one. Where does it come from? Is it just the way your brain works?
We've had this discussion. Jess and I have this discussion all the time about why do I know weird things and yet I forget. Oh, is what's her name coming over tonight? Oh, I forgot all about that. But
it's,
I remember
really, yeah, it's
things that Flippo the Clown said when I was a kid. So I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. But yeah, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Right? That was a compliment.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, enjoying good. I was just wondering if there's anything you don't know then. Any topics?
Oh, if like there's anything stuff I don't know, let's see.
Highly unlikely.
Only millions and millions of things. Every day I get stupider, believe me. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Chick. Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Be
bye-bye.
Safe out there, Kevin.
I will.
All right. He will.
He
takes direction well.
Nobody has called me Jesse since high school.
I love hearing Jesse.
And I think that's hilarious because whenever we're anywhere, Chick does that, and he'll go, Jesse? And he'll yell in a store.
We'll get, like, when we go shopping, because we both enjoy shopping, mm-hmm. but we shop together, but sometimes we shop separately.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll see her across the store. But sometimes I do it on purpose, and then I'll just go, Jesse! And it's mm-hmm. stop that. But it's that is that odd for you? See, now I get this all the time because this gentleman's very nice, mm-hmm. obviously very honest, very genuine.
Mm-hmm.
He's has total familiarity in his voice about me, about my past, but he's doing
it with me too.
With
yeah,
you
this is,
too.
Yeah,
hi Jesse, how are
never,
you?
Yeah,
it's a little
happened.
Unsettling, isn't it?
No, not yet. I mean, when we get, you know, hey, Jesse. No, that'll be weird. But no.
I think some. It's almost like the Donnie Baker-esque thing. Some people
sure.
just put, you know, a Bill, you know, he calls him Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Or a John
mm-hmm.
is a Johnny. Mm-hmm. And maybe to him, a Jess is
a
Jesse.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think there's some people, and it might be a regional thing. I don't know.
That's possible.
But I think they just had the E mm-hmm. or the Y, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it on there.
Hey, speaking of what we were just talking about, if you'd like to enjoy Nick Griffin on Twitter, it's at the Nick Griffin. If you'd like to check out his tweets, and then of course you can get to his website.
And he's at his funniest. Still.
All things Nick Griffin. So yeah,
he was just on the show here in the last few weeks. It was very, very funny.
Need to check Nick out when you can. So what else you got, Jason?
Hey, we're throwing quote a house party. I feel like we should have some techno music mm-hmm. going.
I almost hit this, and I shouldn't, right? Don't hit that button.
Yeah, that stuff's not up for you.
that's not for me. Okay.
No, I found some stuff about house parties. It's questions. Okay.
Like the movie?
No.
Kidding.
No. Not that specific.
Kid and play, right? House party, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all over it.
Have you ever seen one?
No. God, no. I think he was on our show one time, but I wasn't here.
Yeah, he was.
Kid or play, or both of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was all right. He's a comedian now or
I think
something?
He is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's the difference between a house party and a bar or dance club?
You're a house?
I don't know. Are you at a house instead of a bar or a club?
But to me, it almost sounds like the house party becomes, can it become like a dance club thing?
Mm,
you know?
I would think that you, like if you, I don't know, you start, well, you know what? Sometimes there was a pre-drinking going on at the house. We're having a house party, and then we're going out to the bars.
So real? Okay.
Yeah, maybe that it's a pre-party.
The party didn't really mm-hmm. get started until later in the evening.
Can you ever do that backwards?
Maybe you should
go
do
out
it backwards.
And then come
home
to the house?
I think it's a puke house? Party after. House party, puking, bars, puke party.
Puke party?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I mean, that's the order I did it in.
Okay, so if you hold a house party, why would you make the party invite only as opposed to a public event?
Hmm.
Because you want to control who's going to be there, right?
I don't feel like I control who's at our house now anyway.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, I love making invitations. That's why I would do invitations.
See, that's what I was wondering. Girls, they just like to make invitations.
I just like to make invitations.
And the invitation would say, invite whoever you want.
She mm-hmm. has the most extensive selection of paper and patterns and things that shimmer and glitter mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. yeah.
our next Twitter house party, I want you to make one.
And make
we'll
an
take,
invitation?
And we'll take a picture, and that will be our thing on Twitter.
Oh, we could put it up on chickmcgee.com. I can't get used to saying that.
How often a day do you go to it?
Because
it doesn't change that often.
Once a week.
All the time.
And obviously someone's upset that I go there all the time. Or do you notice it?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm not upset, but you are there all the time.
Yeah, I do. It's just kind of...
Well, you know what? You know how we talked to Jeff Bodart last time, and we were talking about how there was a period of time when you were doing shows. You and Jeff were scheduling a lot of shows.
Yeah.
And you were always talking to Bodart.
Right.
I'm starting to feel that way about Jason. Jason called. Jason emailed. Jason said, this
That's
is what...
That's not true.
Yeah. I couldn't feel that way about Jason.
No, ever. Yeah, but ever. It's easy to feel that way about Bodart. I think we all feel that way about
Bodart.
Is
he smiling when he says it? That's
a
all. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So he's like, Jason's texting me.
No. Yeah. He looks at me and he, you know, whatever the new update of downloads is, and he's like, 10,000. Yeah, 10,000.
I did not say that like that.
A little you did. You were excited. You
I
couldn't
was
believe
excited.
It.
I
mean,
couldn't
I think
believe
you
it.
Couldn't believe it. Yeah.
I guess we should take time out to thank everybody who has downloaded the podcast. It's it's in the top 40 of comedy podcasts and at least in the top 40 and new and noteworthy on iTunes.
Yeah,
I can't get used to that. It's very exciting. So thanks everybody for listening.
And tell your I think that's what's happening. I think people are finally telling their friends.
Tell your friends.
Kind of some,
we're trying to make it kind of a secret cult underground thing that only a few.
Well, it's not now.
Wonderful people.
Now that you said that, we're trying to make it secret.
Well, listen.
Okay, what about music?
What about music?
How do you determine the playlist? Is it house rules, or do you let someone else? Do you hire someone to come over? You know, like the Seinfeld, you come over and do the music. Jerry wants to do the music.
Oh, yeah. He turned that mother out, as I recall. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Chick always does the music
I'm
at our
kind
parties.
Of in charge of the music at the parties because I know the... I know the technical aspects of it. I've got the Bluetooth
got the wireless,
speaker.
Yeah, he just enjoys it. I don't know if anybody really enjoys his music, but he enjoys setting
See,
it up.
See, this is what I'm talking about. She'll walk through and something, and she'll go, what's that?
And it's probably like the theme music from 6 Feet Under or something, and everybody's going to cry.
Does he play a lot of, you know, I love Bob Schneider, but it's not really a house party music. I mean,
he has a couple.
Those in?
I mean,
Bob has a couple of them.
He has a couple, but it's just...
I need to talk to Bob and get him to submit some music.
I think you...
And get him as a guest on the show.
You just do your Panera thing. Or Panera. Pandora.
You know what? Pandora plays great music, and it's delicious. It's Panera. Yeah.
Pandora.
I dial up Pandora. Yeah. I'll play that.
I'm trying to think. I remember when we were in college, we had like our huge, like the whole computer, like, you know, the great big huge computer.
The desktop.
And we would bring it out into the living room. Mm-hmm. And then we would have, you know, how they used to be on, where would we used to steal our music from when we were in
Napster?
Napster. Mm-hmm. And we would just have that.
LimeWire maybe?
Yeah, no, it was Napster. Oh, yeah, it was Napster. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, you know, shuffle, and that's how we would do it, yeah.
What she was telling me last night was that when she was in college, they would scare each other with these viral videos.
Do you remember when those started? And
with the one with the car?
Yeah. Yes, and you're watching, and then the car, and I remember it started, I was at the very end of the hallway, and then we would forward it to the girls next to us, and we would run over there and watch it, and then there's like 30 girls at the girl at the end of
the hallway.
Yes, so we got it there. Yes, but oh God, I love scaring people and I love seeing people get scared and fall. I think that's funny.
That's all you need to know about Jess. Yeah. She likes to scare people and likes to see people fall.
Speaking of being scared, at a house party,
right?
What sort of advice would you have for someone for preventing police from coming to their house?
Oh my God.
Keep the noise down.
Run from the police so many times.
Have you?
Oh my God.
You?
Yes.
You ran from the police?
Yes, that from house parties.
Really?
Oh God, there's a microphone.
Uh-huh.
there was a time where we jumped in the back of a car, and I don't know if it was abandoned or if it belonged to someone. But
you just saw this car out of nowhere, and
it was
in
the backyard of this house, and so we just got in there and we hid. Another time we ran through a cornfield. We were in a teepee. We were doing other things, and then the cops came, and then we ran out of the teepee and ran through the cornfield. And
well, we know, Chick.
Hang on.
Cops never look in a teepee.
No, I wouldn't.
What were you doing in the teepee? You said some things.
Well, they were doing some things. I was getting the contact from those things.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Not
right.
Touchy contact.
Not those things.
Not bad. Not bad touch.
To continue the Native American analogy, Chief Big Pipe or whatever.
Right. Well, that could apply to the other
kind of
touchy.
A smoke signal.
I think it's Chief Water Pipe.
Water pipe. Yeah. Well,
Chief Big Bong or whatever. Whatever it would be.
Okay.
You know, this episode of the podcast, you've touched on the milk crate.
It's bad.
The milk crate nightclub. Your mom's a club DJ.
That's true.
And now
all those things
you're running through backyards where there are abandoned cars on the back of the house.
No, this was in college. Like it was, I don't know. You know, it was
up in Muncie. They had these.
Well, I think the guy's house that we were at. His dad owned the house, and he rented the house from his dad or whatever. And they had cars, or I don't know. It was a place to hide. I didn't get arrested.
Well, that's true.
I've never been arrested.
She just knocked wood. I've never been arrested. Knock wood. Have you ever been arrested, Jason?
No.
Hell no. Have you ever even had a ticket?
Yeah, I've had a ticket.
Oh, gosh.
It was a croc, but I got a ticket. It was.
It was a trumped up.
What, did you have like snow tires on your car and they gave
no,
you
No, there
ticket?
Was a, it was a new, they opened a new road that was not, that literally built it through cornfields.
Right.
And there was a left turn to go north, and this was at 11:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And they had literally that week they had opened up, and I'm sitting there at the light and the light never turned. So it came back around and it didn't turn again. So I went.
We work together when this happened?
We might have.
I think so.
And so I turned, and sure enough, there's this young state cop,
mm-hmm.
quarter mile, I don't know where he was, but you know, and he came and
mm-hmm.
So I took it to court. I fought it. They just dropped the fine a little bit.
A little bit.
Mm. You went to court.
I should have lit into the kid.
Did you do the lawyer thing? Your Honor.
I did the wrong thing. Here's what I did. I said, did you go back around and test it? He goes, yes, I did. And then I thought, well, crap. I should have said, do you have documentation that you did it?
Right.
That's what I should have said. I pulled a Costanza and I forgot. I didn't say the right thing.
You should reopen that case. Have that on cold case.
It's like
or
5 years ago.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
All right, okay. let's wrap it up. Last question.
Okay.
Not a lot of people think about the aftermath of a house party. How do you throw a party that doesn't leave a big mess?
Mm.
Or how do you just clean
it? Well, I'd like to say that every party that we've ever had at our house, I've cleaned up. I'd like to say that right
now. That's probably true. I think
really?
I'm pretty hungover when we have parties at our house.
Yeah.
Like, real hungover. Yeah. No, that's true. I know that when I get when I'm intoxicated, before I'm really intoxicated, I'll start wandering around picking up solo cups and beer bottles and stuff. And
but she does this at restaurants. She cleans up more at restaurants when we're having dinner than she does at home.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Sort of a pre-cleanup?
No, she feels bad for the server.
I feel bad for the server. I clean a hotel room before we leave, too. I put all the trash in one trash can, mm-hmm, and I put all the dirty towels in the bathtub. Just little things like that, because that's what they do all day.
Do you tip the maid?
Yeah.
Only if you stay two nights.
I don't.
Or more.
Is that
if you stay one, eh.
Nah.
No.
I remember when we were on the road one time, I didn't have any cash, so I left her a Twix bar and said, thanks.
Okay, first of all, Twix bars, delicious. Worth at least $5 when you want something good and sweet. And
see?
We need to, we have a case of Twix bars in the Jason office.
We might want to check the expiration date on that.
No, I just had one this morning. I think there's only one left. I think there's only one left. We need to buy I need to hook you up with some Twix bars.
Okay. I can, Sam's Club, here I come.
Okay. I think that's been a good show.
No. Oh, goodness.
Gosh. Box this up. Send it to wherever they send podcasts. That's what we need to do. Thanks for listening. This has been Off the Air. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jess. Say goodbye.
Bye.
And that's Jason, our producer.
Bye.
ChickMcGee.com for all things Chick. Good night, everybody.